You're listening to WGBH's Morning Edition. Spring is here. Bright pink and yellow flowers bursting forth from trees and young people out in full force playing soccer, lacrosse, and baseball at athletic fields across the Bay State. If you're a parent of a student athlete, you're probably aware of the increasing prevalence of synthetic turf fields, the bright green grass cushioned by a carpet of small rubber pellets made out of recycled tires. Many athletes and organizers love the turf for its easy maintenance and durability, no need to water or fertilize. But a growing number of towns in Massachusetts are starting to worry about allegations of health risks connected to the fields. Here's Tracy Stewart, a resident from Medway, who's pushing for warning signs to be put up in her small town to warn athletes about known carcinogens in the turf. Joining me now is Jennifer McKim, a senior investigative reporter at the New England Center for Investigative Reporting, a nonprofit investigative unit based here at WGBH News and at Boston University. Now, Jennifer, good morning. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Well, you've talked to several communities around the state about this issue. What have you found out?
I've spoken to parents in Medway, Concord, North Attleboro, Swampscott. A lot of families are now getting concerned about these fields because they have known carcinogens in them. They're made with something that's called crumb rubber, which is basically chopped up recycled tires.
Now, how big are these pieces?
Basically, if you go on a field, they're basically like the size of ants, basically.
Very small pellets. There are playgrounds I've seen that have larger pieces of tires, too.
Yeah, absolutely. But on these fields, basically, my understanding from the industry is they chop up about 25,000 tires to put on one field. And basically, it cushions the ground so the student athletes can run and play on it. And you can see it when they're there. You can see the grains kind of fluffing up into the air. They also end up in kids' shoes, on their shin guards. They track into their homes.
And how dangerous are these pellets?
Well, that's the thing. Right now, there's still no proof that there is any actual harm, but there are a growing number of people who are saying there's not enough known, that there are not enough studies. The EPA and the CPSC have said more study needs to be done on these fields.
Why haven't there been any environmental studies done so far, since there have been concerns raised?
Well, there have been environmental studies, but and the ones that have been done have not found any harm. The Department of Public Health at this point has said that there should be no alarm, that there is no connection to harm in these fields. And yet other people are arguing, we just don't know enough and we shouldn't make our children be at risk for something we don't know enough about at this point.
Now, why are towns opting for these kinds of fields?
In New England in particular, it's really great to have an artificial turf field because you can play in the rain. Over in March, when all the regular fields were covered with snow, they could clean them off and the kids could play. So in a lot of ways, the schools and the high schools are increasingly building these fields. They're also a lot easier to maintain the natural field. So there's a lot of reasons why a lot of people like them. But the critics say, well, you know what, let's choose something that isn't made out of tires. There are other alternatives that are less toxic.
And don't some people see this kind of as a solid waste problem?
Well, the concern is that after you dump 10,000-20,000 tires onto a field, what happens the next time when you need to? They only have a shelf life of about 8 years, so then you need to pull them up, bring them out, and you still end up with that issue of the tires.
Now, suppose we do have studies done and there is found to be a health hazard. What are towns supposed to do? Rip up all these fields and replace them?
Well, that's the big question. So there's big arguments. I was up in Medway, and I actually was sort of attending an argument between a councilman and a parent, and they basically they're fighting over this. They're very emotional about this. It's the issue of kids and fields, and it's the most American thing, right? Going to play. And so there's definitely a lot of heated emotion. And basically the councilman said, listen, if you give me any proof that these things are dangerous, we'll pull them up. But that is a whole nother headache in itself.
But have there been any instances of kids getting sick and that sickness being linked to these pellets?
Well, again, at this point, it really is anecdotal. So there is no proof that any of this, all it is that there is what's has prompted a lot of concern over the last couple months is that there was a national report of a coach in California who started to collect the names. She started to realize that some of her athletes were getting certain types of cancer and that they were goalies playing soccer. And her argument is goalies spend the most time kind of running and falling and sort of touching the crumb rubber. And she noticed that just sort of anecdotally that this number of students, and she started to collect a list, and right now she has about 79 goalies around the country who have different types of cancer. So that really, it's not scientific in any way, but it prompted concern, which is sort of growing around the country.
Well, it seems like some kind of scientific study is needed. So is that in the cards either statewide or federally?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I called the EPA because basically they said, you know, we've done an initial study, but broader studies need to be done. And I said, well, so are you going to do it? And they said, well, it's up to local communities and states to figure that out.
Now, you mentioned that there has been some kind of incentive for towns to use these recycled goods.
In different parts of the country, there have been incentives. The government has actually pushed for the four states to use it because it's a good place to put tires. Something like 105 million tires have been used on these fields around the country. So in Massachusetts, they don't actually provide benefits for using the tires on the fields.
Are there any alternatives to these rubber pellets or crumb rubber, as you call them?
There are. In fact, different states or different towns in Massachusetts are considering this now in town halls, how to do the synthetic fields without the crumb rubber tire. In Swampscott, just last week, the town approved a plan to build a field using silica sand, which the health department in that town considers a safer, non-toxic alternative.
All right. And of course, if people want to learn more about this, they can read your report.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay. And Jennifer's report is part of our partnership with the New England Center for Investigative Reporting, a nonprofit investigative unit based right here at WGBH News and at Boston University. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you.